You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, the Rays, quietly, which is how they seem to do everything, are at least a candidate for the best story in baseball this year. This team went through massive overhaul starting from the deadline last year and over the winter, has gotten hit by injuries as hard as nearly any team in baseball, and they lead a division that I think is unfairly maligned. There's no great team in the AL East, but there's not a lot of lousiness in there either. It's a tough series pretty much every time in the AL East. So I want to start with kind of a big picture thing, and we've talked some about this, but I kind of want to explore it a little more. We get closer and closer to the non-waiver trade deadline. It's 5 weeks from tomorrow, if my math is right, and I'm pretty sure it is. We're late enough into the season where this team has not just had a hot couple of weeks, but barring something really surprising, they're very much in it. How do they approach the deadline, knowing full well that the Rays operate differently than nearly anybody else in baseball, and they're virtually never in a neat buy or sell box? Understanding that, how do they approach this opportunity that they've created for themselves where they're very much in contention for a postseason spot?
I think that's a very good question because they are unusual in that respect. In the past, one of the things they've always harped on was getting guys back as almost like their trade deadline goody. And they will be getting back Odorizzi, and they will be getting back Matt Moore in the coming weeks. So I think that's their help on the pitching front. They might be looking for maybe a bullpen piece. They've done that some in the past. But as far as any big boom for the lineup, I just don't see it out there, and I don't see them making that big play. They signed Grady Sizemore. That might be the one guy that they're looking for to get a little bit of extra help. And it is marginal what you would expect Sizemore to give him if he does come up. So the only thing I think you can sell definitely is I don't think they're going to be sellers. So I think we can cross that one off. But I don't look for them to be big buyers either, unless it's a niche piece.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's been a pretty good offense, despite, again, some losses on the offensive side, too. They do without Jennings. They do without Loney. Even with the guys they brought back, they're still missing some pieces. Are there small fixes they could make? You mentioned a reliever. Are there small fixes they could make to the offensive side, a bench bat? Or, again, is that probably Sizemore and maybe that's it?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they will listen to everybody and see what's available. We don't know what's available, what teams are saying you might have this guy for that. And I should have mentioned Loney earlier, too. That's like getting a new guy back, too, and he should be back soon as well. I think there's probably, maybe an undiscovered or a bat that we haven't heard of that could be available. But I don't see anything in their DNA from the past that's see them make a splash to make themselves better for the rest of the season. And, of course, being 8 games over .500 with what they have is pretty amazing, like you said, particularly when you consider, I think they don't think their payroll was something in the neighborhood of $72 million, and they are operating with guys, about $36 million that's missing. So a small payroll, but even reduced further by injuries.
It's unreal. And yet one thing, at least, has really not gone well on the field. We talked a lot over the winter and early in the year, and you said again and again, and you were right. I'm not criticizing you for this. You said again and again, there's almost no way Rene Rivera couldn't be an upgrade. Almost no matter what he does, there's almost no way he's not an upgrade. It's late June, and he's hitting 160, and at some point, maybe he's really not an upgrade. So what I'm asking is, how long can they continue to carry this guy who's not just hitting poorly, but who's hitting not even like a pitcher?
Well, first off, I disagree with you on the upgrade part of that because just on the energy he brings and the hustle behind the plate and the defense he's had throwing guys out, I think it's been a major upgrade. I'm not sure people realize how far Molina had declined in that area. Pitchers love throwing to this guy. He's throwing guys out all the time. He calls a great game. I mean, you know, there's other reasons for why, you know, just about all the starters have been wiped out and you're still got a good group there. I mean, and of course, Hickey is a big part of that. And also you've got the old thing about, you know, when somebody goes down, somebody else gets a chance to step up. But I think if anybody on the team's statistics are deceiving, it would be Rivera's, because he is, I think, been a huge upgrade for them.
So that is not a position they would be looking for an upgrade or even an offensive backup catcher or anything like that? As far as they're concerned, they're pretty good at catcher?
I think totally. And, I mean, they've always viewed it as a defensive position anyway. And, for years they used Molina, or for the past 2 years, and Molina was, you know, started infrequently, but, you know, the big thing they liked about him was framing pitches. But, you know, a lot of pitchers would, you know, secretly say out of the side of their mouth they didn't really like the fact that he didn't exactly hustle after a foul ball, I mean, a fastball, or, you know, other players didn't like the way he jogged to first base. You know, you're not seeing any of that. So, will Rivera's offense get straightened out? Who knows? I've seen him hit a lot of balls hard this year, but I would think that the 160 is probably, as far as his value, is very deceiving.
Well, that's why we have a beat writer on, to set people like me straight who are hundreds of miles away. It seems like they are, as you mentioned, close to getting some really big pieces back. Is Jake Odorizzi first, and if so, what exactly is his status?
It's going to be I think it's probably going to be Matt Moore first, because Moore starts tomorrow night, and that'll be his second AAA start. And I think they're fairly confident that he can come back after that. In fact, after talking to him on Tuesday night, he said he went in and told him, you know, I'm ready. He threw 90 pitches the last time out. He said, if you guys need me, I'm ready. And then he said he went in there on Tuesday before he had his bullpen in between, and he said he could tell before he even went and started throwing that they'd already made up their mind that he was going to have to do one more in AAA before he gets going. And, you know, I talked to him a little bit about the competitive aspect of it, and that might be more where he's at now than just the physical part. And it's, you know, just getting mentally ready to compete again against, like you say, a tough, you know, an always tough game in the AL East. So, you know, and you can't simulate Major League Baseball at the AAA level. There's no possible way. They're just not the same hitters. They don't think a lot. They don't have the same skill set. But, you know, one more tune-up, and then we'll see where he's at. I would expect him maybe next time in the rotation to be there. Now, what he gives them, who knows? I mean, he's been throwing 90-plus pitches. Is that going to translate to 5 or 6 innings? You know, and is that going to be much of an improvement over what they've had? We'll have to wait and see on that. Odorizzi, I would expect to be back shortly after that as well. So they have a pleasant problem now, which is something they haven't had to deal with all year.
Yeah, and that leads me to the next thing I was going to ask is it cut and dried whose places those guys take? Is there some question? Is there maybe some way that, you know, they do what some teams have done this year and go to 6 for a little while? When those guys come back, how do they work them in?
Well, you've got to think that you're not going to mess with Chris Archer. You want to leave him on, you know, whatever he's doing. You don't want to interrupt that. Nate Karns, you know, this guy, he started the year vying for the number 5 spot and looking like the long shot, and then he's come along and he's really looked good. And yesterday, you know, he matched Estrada, you know, pitch for pitch, almost no hitter versus perfect game. Some of that is his, you know, he's coming along with a changeup that's looking a lot better, and that's keeping him off his fastball a little bit. But I think anything after those two is probably fair game. I mean, and of course, Erasmo Ramirez might have gotten hurt at the right time. Who knows? You know, he's had a groin problem, had to leave that start in Cleveland. Don't know if he's going to be ready yet. He didn't do his bullpen on Tuesday like he was supposed to. They were hoping to use that day, you know, today's off day to kind of backload the rotation and let him have a few extra days before he really tried to stretch out. As he explained to me, he said the big thing is once you get on the mound and you're, you know, kind of hurdling yourself towards home, that's when you really get the stress on the groin. He says he doesn't even feel it right now, so he's hopeful that he's, you know, caught it. But I'm as interested as anybody to just see what they're going to do there because, it, you know, it's a tough call.
All right. Well, Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.